Hey friends, it's Katie. Welcome back to Proof to Product. So today on the podcast, I want to talk about your wholesale catalog. Your wholesale catalog is the most important sales tool in your wholesale toolbox. Yet, simple mistakes may be costing you a lot of money and a lot of headaches. So this week on the podcast, I want to talk about five common errors that I see when I'm reviewing catalogs for clients so that you can avoid making these same mistakes. Now, as a quick background, I have done thousands of catalog audits for our Paper Camp students and my advisory board mastermind clients. Yes, thousands. So looking through this volume of wholesale catalogs, it really gives me a unique viewpoint, one that kind of mirrors the experience of buyers. So I can easily spot red flags in wholesale catalogs, but I can also spot unique and innovative trends. Many of these things are things that we teach in our Paper Camp program. But the bottom line is this: my team and I know what buyers are looking for and how to structure your wholesale catalog so that you can convert more of these prospects into actual customers. We want you to convert to more sales. We will also want you to make it easy for your wholesale customers to purchase from you. And that means optimizing each page so that it does a good job of selling your products when you're not there. Now, real quick, today's episode is brought to you by our Is Wholesale Right For You workshop. This is a free 25-minute webinar that will help you get started on the right foot with wholesale. I will share common questions, simple strategies, and you will walk away with a clear action step to get started with wholesale. You can sign up today at prooftoproduct.com/workshop. That's prooftoproduct.com/workshop.
I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started.
Okay, let's get into five common mistakes that I'm currently seeing in people's wholesale catalogs. Let's start with a couple of very quick and easy fixes because I love a good fix. So first, I want you to include page numbers on every single page of your catalog. This is important whether you're using a digital catalog or a printed catalog. Listing page numbers on every page of your catalog makes it easy for your customers to point to specific products when they have questions. So they can state the page number and the item number, and they can tell you exactly where they have questions. Having page numbers in your catalog also helps you assist wholesale customers more easily. So let's say they reach out and they say that they like a certain product. If they're not giving you a page number because there's not page numbers in the catalog, you're going to have to go back and forth a little bit with them to figure out what their questions are. But if they're giving you a page number, it allows you to provide better customer service because you can go straight to that page and answer their questions. Also, if you want to recommend additional product categories or specific SKUs that they should consider with their order, having page numbers means that you can direct them exactly to where they can find those items in your catalog by the page. Now, I know this is a small detail, but it is an important detail that makes everyone's lives easier, particularly when there are questions that are needed to push the sales forward. You don't want to create extra hurdles for your customers. Okay. Second, the common error that I'm seeing, include your contact information on every page of your catalog. I know this might feel like overkill, but you want to have your phone number, your email, and where you want them to place their wholesale order online on each and every page in your catalog. Again, we want to make it easy for customers to reach us when they have questions, and we don't want them to have to flip around to the catalog to find out where to place their order or how to reach us, right? Like, we oftentimes will put the contact information at the back and the front, but we don't want them to have to flip around trying to find the contact information. So we want it on each and every page. With regards to which URL you include or which website you include, if you are only selling on Faire, make sure that you're including your Faire Direct link. If you prefer that people purchase from your own wholesale website, put that link on each and every page. We want to direct them very clearly to the main place that we want them to buy. Now, if you sell on both places, your own website and Faire, you can put both links in the back of the catalog, but the one on each page really should be whichever your preferred link is. So if you want them shopping on your website, put that link. If you want them shopping on Faire, put that link. Okay, the third common mistake that I'm seeing with wholesale catalogs nowadays are that people are not including pertinent information the buyers need to know to make their buying decisions in the catalog. So specifically, every page of your catalog needs to include the price, the MOQ, and the SKU numbers for each item. I prefer to see this information clearly in the header of all of your product pages. That way it's front and center, it's clear, it's like a price tag that's hanging right there for everyone to see. I do often see people including this type of pricing information in the back of their catalogs with the terms and conditions, or sometimes at the front of the catalog, and you should have it there too. I prefer the back with the terms. But having it on every single product page makes it much easier for the buyer to make their choices. They aren't having to flip back and forth to review pricing or MOQ. So I kind of equate this same situation to imagine going to a department store and none of the products have price tags. And anytime you want to find out the price of an item, you have to walk to the checkout stand and ask or scan it or wait in line to hear. Like, that would be a huge inconvenience. You would probably leave the product behind and not purchase it. And the same is happening for your customers if you're not including your product pricing, your MOQ, and your SKU numbers on each of your product page. By excluding that, by leaving it out, you're creating an extra hurdle for your customers to purchase from you. So we want to reduce that friction and just include that information on every single product page. Okay, fourth, I'm seeing more and more folks that are sending in wholesale catalogs for review that look like lookbooks. So what do I mean by this? Well, a lookbook is typically a collection of images and product photos. Lookbooks tend to highlight the brand's style and their vision. It tends to be a lot of styled photos of the product in use. And also, lookbooks are commonly used in like the fashion industry, high-end photography, even like interior design industries. But they also tend to be an inspirational piece. They're intended to engage readers by telling a story through the images. That's the point of a lookbook. Now, the point of a wholesale catalog is that it's a sales tool. The job of the wholesale catalog is to sell your product. So yes, we want to include visually appealing photography and representations of the product in use, but more importantly, we want to include information that buyers need to know to make their buying decisions. So your catalog needs to clearly articulate what you sell, how much the store will need to purchase to open a wholesale account. We want to carefully organize the product categories and the product pages and SKUs so that buyers can clearly see what options are available for them. And your catalog can be beautiful. I'm not saying that it can't be beautiful, but it truly needs to be a functional sales tool first and foremost. So function over fashion. I feel like the lookbook vibe is more of a fashion thing, and your wholesale catalog needs to be functional first, but also include beauty as well. And the last mistake I want to mention here that I see frequently in wholesale catalogs, and honestly, this one's becoming even more prominent in the last 6 months, which is bothering me. So I'm trying to change it. But the mistake is that people have incomplete or incorrect wholesale terms and conditions. So your wholesale terms and conditions are your guardrails. They set expectations for the term of the sale, and this is beneficial for both you and the buyer. When you have clear and thorough terms and conditions, folks know what to expect, and it makes their buying decision easier. It makes the purchasing process smoother. When you do not have terms and conditions, or if you have terms and conditions that don't match industry standards, that is oftentimes a red flag for buyers. They may wonder why you're not following industry standards. They may wonder if you're new to wholesale, or they may just not know what to expect, and that's enough to cause them to pass on your line. We don't want the lack of this pertinent information to be the reason that people are choosing not to purchase from you. So make sure you've got complete, thorough terms and conditions that really do meet industry standards. Okay, let's recap the 5 quick fixes that you can do today to make your wholesale catalog a stronger sales tool and make it an easier yes for shopkeepers to purchase from you. The first is add those page numbers to every page of your catalog. The second is add contact information on every page of your catalog, include your email, phone number, and preferred website where you want them to purchase wholesale online. The third is that you need to include your price, MOQ, and SKU numbers on every product page. Fourth, you want to structure your wholesale catalog like a sales tool, not a lookbook. And lastly, you want to ensure that your wholesale terms and conditions are thorough and that they meet industry standards. We want to make it as easy as possible for our customers to purchase wholesale from us. And these quick fixes will help you convert more wholesale prospects into paying customers. Now, if you would like my eyes on your catalog, be sure to hop on the PaperCamp waitlist at prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. We will open enrollment again soon, and this is the best way to get direct feedback on your catalog, including details about your layout, your product descriptions, your terms and conditions, pricing, and more. You'll get in-depth personal feedback on your wholesale catalog, and it'll help you convert more customers into recurring customers. So again, join that waitlist at prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. All right, thanks for listening until the end. If you found today's episode helpful, please do one of the following. Share it with a friend who would benefit from listening, or you can leave the show a 5-star rating and write a review. You can do that at ratethispodcast.com/PTP for Proof to Product. That's ratethispodcast.com/PTP. I'll include that link in the show notes too. Okay, friend, I appreciate you. I hope you found these tips helpful. Thanks for hanging with me today, and I'll be back next week with a new episode.